joining us right now, and this is just a treat for me because I'm a big fan of his. Sven Sundgaard is joining us, a meteorologist here in town. He's with bringmethenews.com. He's kind enough today to join us to talk a little bit about the snowstorm that's coming through. Sven, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. It's an absolute. I'm a little fanny here. enjoy your weather forecast. I really appreciate the time. I'm going to just leave this here. I'll let you comment how you want to. I do appreciate your Twitter feed and some of the comments that you make politically. I do appreciate that.
Well, we are living in crazy times for sure. I'd like to think that things shouldn't be political. You know, like. Attempted coup, but you know, whatever. It's not my precise area of expertise. But yeah, you know, as far as the weather goes, I know a lot of people, just speaking of Twitter online, are wondering, oh, what's going on with this storm, right? Because, you know, not much is happening. But
well, and I just looked outside. I mean, well, like I said, we're in Eden Prairie. It's not snowing right now. It snowed about like an inch, maybe 2 inches. But you had mentioned online earlier on Twitter that the snow seems to be melting fairly quickly right now as it hits the ground in Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Yeah, and that's kind of expected too. So, you know, when you're seeing totals, regardless of who they are coming from over the last day or so, you're never going to see that all at once because we were going to get kind of these this prolonged snowfall event kind of really in two waves. So the wave we got during the day today, you know, I was forecasting about an inch or two, and that's what we've gotten. It's just a little bit more than an inch. But yeah, if you're looking outside, you're kind of like, where is it? Well, it's not on any paved surface or sidewalk because it accumulated for a while and then melted. The best chance of trying to measure some of that is going to be on top of where snow already exists, where it can stay kind of cold. But we've been hovering just at or slightly above freezing all day, so that's why we've been seeing some of the melting. And that's why this isn't going to be one of those situations where it's a, you know, 15 or 20 to 1 snow to water ratio. This is going to be pretty even 10 to 1 or even less because of the warm temperatures.
Is that like a March? That's like a spring storm, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely not normal for January. You know, and a lot of people actually have been asking me as well about rain in January. Well, of course, it's not unheard of, but we've definitely been seeing more and more frequent midwinter rainfall events. And today actually is, and I had tweeted about this earlier, meteorological halfway point of winter, because we use even months just because it's easier for compiling statistics. So December 1st to February 28th is winter, and this is the exact halfway point. And we are running 6.5 degrees warmer than normal.
Wow.
Which if we kept this pace up, which we probably won't, I'm going to preface it by that. But if the second half of the winter were to be just the same as the first half, this would end up the eighth warmest winter on record of 147 years. And remember, you know, the Farmer's Almanac and all that, which I always lambast as a joke anyway. But case in point, you know, they're forecasting this cold, snowy winter. But even a lot of the official forecasts were kind of at or maybe slightly colder and snowier than normal. You know, everybody heard about La Nina. Well, you know, one of the things you've been seeing today, because the official numbers have come out that 2020 – just about tied 2016 as the warmest year on record. We're behind by like, I think, 200ths of a degree or something absurd from 2016. Well, 2016 was an El Nino year, and that typically is a hot year for the planet. And the fact that this was not – 2020 was not an El Nino year, and it came in almost as hot as 2016 globally is pretty incredible. And kind of all year I've been sort of telling people, you know, first of all, La Nina for us isn't a slam dunk as far as is it going to be a colder than normal winter, whereas El Nino winters, 3 out of 4 are warmer than normal. La Nina is like maybe 55% of them compared to 45% are colder than normal. So it's not a very strong correlation. And then to boot, I just tell people, keep in mind our winters and our planet are warmer than they used to be, period. Mm-hmm. So a weak La Nina or even a moderate La Nina is not going to be necessarily enough to overcome the fact that we've warmed up the planet so much, and especially our Arctic, which is where our winter weather comes from.
My dad was at the University of Minnesota, 48, 49, 50, 51. He said that not only did the school have rules that you could not go outside from Christmas to Valentine's Day, but they also had on campus, snowy owls would nest on campus. Which I don't think there's a snowy owl south of the Iron Range now.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, It is. My dad, I remember one of my last times that I was up north with my dad, we were in Bowabic, and he was looking out the window. It was December 16th. It was 35 degrees, raining, and half the ground, the snow had melted. And he said, he looked at me with this kind of scared look because he was a lifelong northern Minnesotan. He goes, I've never seen anything like this. This is really weird.
Yeah, you know, and that's the consistent thing here is, you know, one of the things, you know, we have a new set of normals this year too, because we use 30-year normals. So what we've been using for 10 years is 1981 to 2010 for when, you know, when we talk about average, what's the average high or the average for the month to try to keep up with the climate, you know? So keeping in mind that even when we say it's above normal, we're talking about for the last 30 years, which is going to be warmer than if we looked at the last 147 years, all of our records, because just it's getting warmer, period. So even as those 30 years shift. So we started a new group. Now it's 1991 to 2020 are the normals that we're using. And, you know, even for that, it's just the snowfall is actually, I think this would shock people, is increasing for a place like the Twin Cities. So our temperature, especially in the winter, is warming rapidly. In fact, winter is our fastest warming season, and Minnesota is one of the fastest warming states in the lower 48. And it is particularly in that winter period. But the thing that we're seeing is the snowfall is less dependable and less frequent. And if you look at snow cover, that's going down. So we're getting more snow because as the atmosphere warms up, it holds more water vapor, you get more powerful storms. So places like the East Coast also getting more snowfall when you look at bigger storms, but it's less dependable. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've been seeing that pretty frequently here in recent years. Yeah, you might get some good snow and then, you know, it's 50 degrees and raining at Christmas and it's gone. So it's not the consistency. So as, you know, historically, Minnesota, this time of year, especially late January to February, usually is not that snowy. We just rely on clipper systems because it's just cold. You don't get the big storms with the Gulf moisture. So we're seeing more of those in midwinter. So that's actually pushing up our average snowfall, which seems kind of contradictory, but the temperatures are warm.
Well, my wife and I were talking the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's been actually a really nice January as far as we've been able to get out and hike around. January is supposed to be a pretty brutal month in this state. You're not supposed to be able to go for 2 mile hikes without having to get inside pretty quick.
No. And it always seems like New Year's Eve is 30 below zero, and go figure, the year that we can't go out and party to midnight is the year where it's mild. But yeah, no, January actually, so as I said, winter is 6.5 degrees above normal. January so far is running 8 degrees warmer than normal.
Wow.
So for these first 2 weeks, it's pretty incredible. But people are probably wondering about this storm.
I'm guessing
immediate concerns as well. And so, yeah, we're in a lull right now, but I was just looking that second round. This is where, and even this morning and last night, I said the bulk of our snow is going to come Thursday night. That's tonight, where we're going to get 2 to 4 inches overnight. Now, that is slightly less than what we were looking at maybe 12 to 24 hours ago. But still, it's going to accumulate overnight. Temperatures, though, the one thing I've been stressing, too, with this storm that benefits us if you're planning on traveling, especially in the metro area where we have lots of plows and lots of salt on the roads, temperatures are going to stay right around freezing. So roads probably will just be kind of slushy overnight at the worst. And then tomorrow it's going to be kind of a light snow through the day. So another inch or two of snow on top of 2 to 4 tonight. So we're looking at probably 4, 5, 6 inches of snow in total. But again, will you see all 6 or 4 inches of that at once? Probably going to get some kind of melting here before things finally start to drop as far as temperatures go Saturday. But we're not talking about any real brutal cold. We're talking about a return to the 20s. Which is still slightly actually above normal into early next week. But if you want to go through my YouTube channel, when the weather was quiet earlier in the week and last week, I explained a little bit about, you know, there's been a lot of news about the polar vortex splitting, what that means. There are some signs that we might see some cold here finally at the end of the month, but it's by no means any kind of guarantee. But yeah, snowfall tonight, heaviest of it's going to be tonight for sure. So if you're going to be out driving around late tonight or early tomorrow morning before the sun's up, you might run into some slush covered roads, but especially western Minnesota, what we are going to see no matter what is the winds really pick up, blizzard conditions off to the west. So just west of the Twin Cities, blizzard warnings. And remember, blizzard isn't about the amount of snow, it's about visibilities and wind speeds. And we're talking over 50 mile per hour wind gusts. So kind of remember that pre-Christmas blizzard.
Yeah.
Conditions similar, not quite as severe. in the western part of the state. We won't get blizzard conditions here. And the one thing, again, going for us in the city, besides the fact that all of the metro is one giant wind block, is that the temperatures, the snow will be that wet snow versus the dry snow. It doesn't blow around as much. But western Minnesota, it will. The winds are just going to be so crazy that you're still going to have some visibility issues.
I want to encourage everyone here to follow Sven. You've got the YouTube channel, also bringmethenews.com, right?
Yep. Right. And I do both, and I put it kind of every. I put my videos out everywhere, so you can go wherever you want to find them.
And I will recommend the polar vortex splitting video. I watched that; it's a very informative. If you're not following him, catch him every day. He's got these forecasts; they're solid information. It's my pleasure. This is just great. Hey, Sven, come on back anytime you want to. You're more than welcome on my show. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Sven Sundgard, once again on YouTube and also at bringmethenews.com. Thanks, Sven. Thank you very much for the update.
Thank you. Drive safely, everyone.